Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Check. Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Time for Breakfast with a Blackhawk at 9:13. Dave, who do the Hawks have next?
They have the Vancouver Canucks tonight at the United Center.
Man, I used to hate the Canucks. Remember when the Canucks were the number one rival?
Sure.
Yeah. They're not the number one rival anymore, but you got to beat them. Got to beat them. West Conference opponent.
Yeah, they're one of the teams that are in the mix.
Connor Murphy joins us now. Fine defenseman. Tall fella. Good morning, Connor.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Five in a row. You got to keep it going.
Yeah, that's an easy way of putting it. It's a big home game, too, so it's nice to be only two games on the road. It felt like a while, so it's nice to be back.
Feeling any pressure? Because here's what I don't want you to do. And tell the boys I said this. Don't be sitting around thinking we got five, we got to get six. It's one game at a time, one shift at a time. You know what I'm saying?
I like the way you put it. It's a perfect way of going in every game, really. It's we felt that for the last little while now, every game's more important than the next one. And it's just kind of a thing that you got to take care of your business every time you're out there, and results take care of themselves.
I feel like you've been getting more shots off. Am I right?
I guess so. Yeah, it depends on the game. It's kind of just sometimes you get certain flows, and sometimes you play those Eastern teams a little more offensive, and you get a little more chances that way. So it just depends.
I mean, you've played a couple really different kinds of games in the past week or so. You had that seven-goal outburst against Arizona last week, put up five in the win at Toronto. And then it's that very tight 2-0 game against Montreal. But obviously a great night for Corey Crawford. Do you sense that... now that he's been back, maybe he's getting a little more comfortable after a few games under his belt?
Yeah, it's great. Great timing for us to have him going full force. It's something that you're happy for him to finally be able to be feeling good and kind of get the most important games of the year in. And obviously, anytime he's in the net, he makes a big impact as a leader for us. So we're really lucky to have him. And he definitely, you can tell watching him and you can feel on the ice, he makes a big impact.
You know, Vancouver used to be filled with a bunch of yakkers, a bunch of trash talkers. Those guys aren't all there anymore, but you've been in the league long enough. Who are the big trash talkers in the league? Who are the guys that run their mouths a lot?
Kind of the obvious ones. You realize, like the Marchands in Boston, and I guess there's a couple, I don't know, a couple hidden ones on different teams, but I don't know if there's as much. There's always, I mean, fighting's not out of the game, so at some point, sometimes guys will have to step up and do that. So guys kind of pick their spots, I think, but it makes it a little more fun. I think when you can get competitive juices flowing, it usually makes for a better game.
Are they super creative or not so much?
Depends the guy, too. Usually if it's an older guy, he's a little wittier and knows.
He's got a few go-to lines.
The players, exactly. Do I?
No, I'm saying the older guys have a few go-to lines.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, like they. I mean, I think they know who they're going against, and they know different things that'll get at guys and kind of keep them quiet.
Well, you didn't play with him here, but you guys played against Andrew Shaw on Saturday night in Montreal. Would you put him in that category?
No, he plays hard and he's honest and he battles. He doesn't really have like the. I don't think he's as much like trash talk where he's going to have like a witty comment that's going to kind of stand you up. It's more just him being competitive and he'll yell and stuff, but it's nothing that really gets you. It's more you just know he's going to battle hard in between the whistles.
Where does the trash talking take place? Is it waiting for a face-off?
Anywhere, everywhere. I think it's, I mean, whether it's during the play after a whistle or sometimes the guys are yelling from the bench, but it can just be anywhere, I guess.
Anybody bring up your mother or their mother?
No, that's usually off limits, I think. I haven't heard that.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's a log jam for this final wild card spot, but you can take care of business just by continuing to win. And you've been on such a nice run here that it feels like you're not only in every game, it feels like you're going to win every game. Do you have a sense of a different feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like that. It's funny. It feels like we had a good win streak before, and we were still 4 points or so behind Arizona. So it's one of those things you just got to kind of just worry about your own games and let the numbers kind of just fall how they are. I mean, other teams seem to get cold over time, too, so you expect that. And there's still plenty of games left and a lot of points to be had.
Has it struck you guys, you former Coyotes on this team, because there's a pretty healthy dose of them and guys playing key roles for you with Brennan Perlini on such a hot streak and Dylan Strome, who's been great since coming over, that the team you're battling now is your old team. That's the team you're trying to overtake.
Yeah, it's interesting. And they had it seemed like they had such a hard time getting wins last year, and this year I think they had almost similar to us, have a little bit of a slow start. So it's interesting to see, and they obviously have a different team, and they have a lot of guys that we played with here. So mm-hmm. It's pretty fun to when we get to play against them, and it's I mean, you want to see guys do well that you played with, that you're buddies with, but you don't want to see them you don't want to see them beat us out of a spot.
When you were in Arizona, it's a different feel. I mean, that is not necessarily a hockey town. So, I mean, when you came to Chicago, you had a different sense of that right away as far as the fan base, didn't you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's just something that nothing against Arizona and the fans there. It's just more having that history here, Original Six, and kind of the ups and downs the organization, the city's been through. It kind of builds that strong base, and right away you see the support when you come to the conventions in the summer, and just all the games and that anthem and every home game being packed. It means a lot, and it's just something that when you grow up envisioning the NHL and big games and big atmospheres, Chicago is definitely up there for one of the best.
This is a stupid question for you, Connor Murphy. Does cold weather help you focus? Because if I'm you and I'm playing in the desert, and, you know, it's 75, 80, 85 degrees and sunny, it's a little weird for me to go play hockey at night.
Yeah, I don't know. Hard to say, because you could look at, I mean, you remember the days the Hawks are in the Cup Finals and winning the Cups, and it was pretty nice weather then, too. So
yeah, it's
just depends. It depends how big the game is. And it is tough, I think, like, if you're in a point of the season where, I mean, say I was in Arizona one year, we were out of the playoffs already at some point toward the end, and when you're not playing meaningful games, it's tough. But I think it's just one of those things. It's your job, and anytime you got important games, it's going to be exciting to get up for it either way.
Fans watching the game tonight, who we have to look for on Arizona? Who's going to be the guys we need? I'm sorry? On Vancouver, I'm sorry. Yeah. Who do we need to look for on Vancouver? Who do we need to neutralize?
They got a couple young guys, that Pedersen and I think that Horvat, Bo Horvat, who put up a lot for their offense. And they get good minutes, and this Pedersen's a young, kind of shifty guy. So we'll have to defend well against him. And obviously we're going to have a big night from our goalie, and it'll be a fun one.
That was the cool thing the other night, Dave, when watching the Montreal game. I turned it on, it was 1-0. And the difference between that feel and back in November or December, it was 1-0. You go, okay, we got him. It's 1-0. Crow's got to be on a good stretch here. Feels good. I like it. I like it, Connor. I like it.
So do we.
All right, so here's your listener question, your fan question. This comes from Tammy Horak. And Tammy said, when you have time off, you're not on a strict regimen for your diet because you guys have to be careful what you eat. What's your favorite food to indulge in? What's your go-to junk food?
I got a few, I think. It used to be just ice cream, like cookies and cream was my thing. So I'd down that pretty easily after dinners and stuff. But lately I've been on like a chocolate chip cookie frenzy, I guess you'd say. It's just, I don't know, something about it, just getting a warm one, and especially during the winter, it's pretty good.
It's a man after my own heart. He's got a chocolate Jones. How about that? Have you had Oberweis ice cream since you moved here?
Have I had, sorry, what kind of ice cream?
Oberweis. It's a famous dairy.
No.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Is that the spot?
Tell the trainer he's got to get you Oberweis cookies and cream, and you'll thank me later.
Is this a brand, or they have a shop in Chicago?
Oh, they've got many. Yeah, there's one on Fullerton. Right. It's probably the closest one to you.
Okay, I like that. I'll be there.
All right, man. I'm your ice cream hookup. Yeah. thank you, Connor. Play well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate having
Connor.
Me.
Connor Murphy.